fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 12th day of February, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcasts begin Monday through Friday with my show, The John Moore Show. And we begin the John Moore Show with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip of the day is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, if it's your job to stock up and you don't have a clue what to do, talk to the ladies. They'll let you know what they need. Buy these items by the case. Buy twice as much as you think you may need. They become excellent barter items. Okay. Looks like Stephen Starr is not available right now, and Andrew is busy with corporate matters for, I think, maybe 2 more weeks. We'll see. So we may have Stephen join us. That remains to be seen. In the meantime, we'll go directly to open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Well, I wasn't planning on watching the Super Bowl, and once I found out that they weren't going to play the national anthem, they're going to play some fake national anthem called the Black National Anthem, I decided to pass. There's only one national anthem, and that's the one that we recognize as being the legal and proper national anthem. And to have something else is a way to divide us, to split us up. That's one of the goals, to do that. To divide us Americans and split us up as Americans instead of having us united as one country behind one national anthem. So, in fact, it was only a week ago yesterday I found out who was playing. I didn't know who was playing in the Super Bowl. Really didn't care. In fact, I still don't know who won, quite frankly. Don't care, quite frankly, who won. Doesn't matter to me. So, it's the most watched TV show in the history of television, apparently. People watch it and are entertained by it. I say good for them. I'm not going to take any of my time to watch this bizarre event that pretends that there's more than one national anthem. And that is that. Okay, we had a historical interview last week between Tucker Carlson and Vladimir Putin. Vladimir is quite accomplished at giving interviews of this nature. He pretended like he didn't know why the Russian leadership caused the demise of the Soviet Union. Tucker Carlson went along with it. I don't know what Tucker knows and what Tucker doesn't know. But given what I know, the demise of the Soviet Union had been planned decades in advance. Why would they do that? Why would they plan their own demise? Well, we've talked about this before, myself and my friend Jeff Nyquist. He's my regular Wednesday guest. There was an excellent book titled New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn. Anatoly Golitsyn published his book, and it talks about the fall of the Berlin Wall, about all the East European communist countries collapsing and becoming democracies. Talks about the collapse of the Soviet Union becoming a democracy. And you may say, well, John, why? What's the big deal? All those things happened. That's history, and some guy wrote a book about it. When I'm giving a public presentation, I'll open the book to the title page and hand it to a member of the audience and ask that person to tell the audience what the publication date was. And they do that. The publication date was 1984, 5 years before the Berlin Wall came down, 5 years before the collapse of the Soviet Union, 5 years before all the East European communist countries collapsed and became democracies, allegedly. I say allegedly. what we're supposed to believe is that young people between 16 and 25 went to their capitals in East Germany, Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, Czechoslovakia. They protested, they jumped up and down, they said, we want blue jeans and rock and roll. And these countries, which all had standing armies and a secret police, we couldn't travel from one place to another without a permit. We're owning a photocopier or a shortwave transceiver was a crime without a special permit. That all these countries collapsed without a shot being fired. Without a shot being fired. That's what we're supposed to believe. And most people do believe that. They believe that we conquered, that we just caused them to spend so much money that they collapsed under their own weight. That's what we believe. That's what we're supposed to believe. And Anatoly Golitsyn wrote about these things, and he published his book 5 years before they took place. So the big question, of course, is who in the world is Anatoly Golitsyn? He's still alive, as far as I know. He would be quite an older gentleman by now. He had a job working in Russia. He worked for the KGB, the Soviet secret police. And his job was long-range planning. And when I tell you when he defected, you'll know how far in advance they planned things. He defected during the John Kennedy administration in the early 1960s, bringing with him information that if he had been apprehended, he would have been tried and either in prison for life or executed. He brought with him the details because he snuck the details out with him when he left work. Not every day, but on days that he could. He snuck out that information with him and took it home and stored it up. And when he defected, he was able to bring it with him. All those details of that long-range planning. Golitsyn's book has proven to be about 90-95% accurate in terms of the things that he believed would happen based on what he knew when he defected during the John Kennedy administration. And then about a quarter century later, published his book about those matters. Not quite a quarter century, over 20 years. That's phenomenal. That's the real deal. Now, of course, the next question is, why would the Russians stage their own demise? Well, they had a number of goals, and for the best I can tell, those goals have been met. One was to convince the West that there would now be a peace dividend and the West no longer needed to spend so much money on weapons to be used against Russia, which are very expensive, in case you don't know, the missiles, the bombers, the nuclear weapons, and so forth. And for the most part, that happened. For the most part, NATO became a hollow shell of itself, supported almost entirely by the United States, including Great Britain, by the way. The United States became a shell of what it had been, especially after the Vietnam War. We spent a lot during the Vietnam War, to say the least. It was a very expensive undertaking. And priorities changed. We no longer needed to face down the Russian bear. We could spend our money on other things, such as welfare, healthcare, and things of that nature, which have been a disaster in and of themselves, of course. And not long after, just after Kennedy was assassinated, of course, Lyndon Johnson took over, and his great society was making use of the peace dividend. Really didn't kick in later, but the great society was meant to, in my opinion, keep the black population under control forever by creating what's now called the welfare state, welfare plantation. It's no secret, human nature is pretty much ubiquitous over the centuries. We learned in this country what happens when you take a group of people and provide cradle to grave care. We found that out with the American Indians at the beginning of the 19th century, turning those beautiful people into mostly useless drunks, with great exceptions, of course. Cradle to grave care. And basically the Great Society and the implementation of all the welfare programs basically did the same thing to the overwhelming majority of the black population, to the point now where I believe 3 out of 4 births in the black population are to unmarried women. Why would that happen? Well, there's a financial incentive. If you offer an illiterate teenage girl money to have a baby if she's not married, a woman who has no marketable job skills, can barely speak English, is semi-literate at the best, that looks like a pretty good deal. Especially if their mother did it and their grandmother did it, which is where we are now. So we pay, and it's not only, it's been very harmful to the white community also, because the same programs apply to white people. I met a young woman, 30 years old, on a case I was working on. She was a witness, a 30-year-old grandmother, and she was white, and she had been a grandmother for a couple of years. It is truly generational, what we established with the Great Society in the 1960s. In terms of percentage, it hurts the black population more. In terms of sheer numbers, the white population probably outnumbers the black, but we have a lot more numbers, so it's a smaller percentage for us. I see it in my neighborhood, and it's all over the country, where teenage girls have babies without a husband, and they start, they get on the welfare situation there, and they remain on it the rest of their lives. Getting back to Golitsyn, when he first got here, he was being debriefed by the CIA and MI5 in England, and the agreement between MI5 and the CIA was, oh, Golitsyn, you're full of it. This can't possibly be true. This is a fantasy. You're making it up. And they basically didn't give him the credit they should have. Well, 5 years later, actually, it's 20 years later, when he published his book, I'm glad he did publish it, and I'm glad he published it before all these things happened. He made a permanent record that we all can review as to what happened and why it happened. Vladimir Putin is very skilled at doing the things he does, including giving a kind of a sanitized rendition of Russian history. When I say sanitized, I go back to mentioning what he said about, and he did mention it, and I'll have to give him credit for that, that the Russian government did stage the collapse of the Soviet Union. It was all staged. It was all planned in advance. And they did achieve their goal. Our defensive capabilities have been reduced dramatically. And I think they've been able to infiltrate certain key areas of our government and our military both to further accomplish their goals. The only military service out of all the military services meeting their recruitment goals are the U.S. Marines. Now, publicly, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Space Force, the Coast Guard, publicly they're scratching their heads and wondering why. Privately, they all know. Of course they know. The Marine Corps has not submitted, has not genuflected to wokeness. They're not having advertisements promoting the achievements of a young woman who grew up with two lesbian mothers as being something that would enhance the recruitment, that would appeal to 18-year-old farm boys in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska. It can't and it won't appeal to 18-year-old farm boys in any state, which has been the core of recruitment for decades in all the services. And I use 18-year-old farm boys as kind of a touch point to represent young men and young women too from middle America that think normally, that are height, weight proportionate, that have a strong work ethic, that are strong Christian patriotic individuals. That's who they've relied on for many decades to fill up the ranks of all the various military services, and they aren't getting them. And I don't blame them. If I was a young man, 18, 20 years old right now, and I looked at these ads, I would say, no, you can keep your Army. You can keep your Navy. You can keep your Air Force. I want nothing to do with it. An outfit that thinks there's something, some elevated status to having two lesbian mothers as opposed to a mother and father when you grow up, that a person growing up under those circumstances has some elevated status in society and should feel better about themselves than people who grow up in a normal household with a mother and a father. No, I wouldn't have anything to do with that either. There's no way. Of course, there's other reasons not to join the military. One of the main ones being vaccines. Now they've lifted the vaccine mandate, but these youngsters know there was one, and if they're thinking clearly and properly, they probably believe there could be another one, and I think there will be another vaccine mandate. The powers that be can't win the next election unless they have mail-in ballots. They can't have the mail-in ballots unless there's another pandemic to make it so necessary. So the next pandemic is planned, waiting to be released. The vaccine is already in refrigerators, waiting to be released for the next pandemic. Of course it is. They were so successful the first time, why not do it again? We're going to find out why not. The resistance this time to their make-believe pandemic will be very forceful. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Single luck. It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. If you want a safe place, a fun place, a desirable place to live, check out Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community at thelibertyman.com. I have not one, but two Valentine's Day sales going on right now. They both end a couple of days away, Wednesday the 14th at midnight. First is the energy cleaner, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. Great savings, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. The second is the Liberator rocket heaters, $500 off. That's a really great discount. $500 off Liberator rocket heaters. That sale ends at midnight the 14th. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. The underlying premise of the Communist Party has not changed. The underlying premise of that's been in effect since 1917 when they conquered Russia has not changed. That is world domination economically, politically, militarily, socially. There is a cooperative effort between Communist Russia and Communist China to achieve these goals, along with their Muslim buddies in Iran. North Korea, of course, is part of it. Other countries. Most countries south of our border are part of this, except for El Salvador, a relatively small, relatively powerless country. But most of these countries south of our border have been compromised in one way or another, some more obvious than others. Venezuela comes to mind as being obviously taken over by the communists and are complicit in this. That's what's going on. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is. That's my reality. The culture war perpetrated by the international communist conspiracy here in this country and in the West in general has been wildly successful. I'm sure that the Politburo in Russia, the Politburo in China, are having champagne toast with strawberries to celebrate the culture war being so successful in the United States. Things that are taking place in our country, they would never, ever tolerate in their own countries, despite the fact that they're behind them. We have men, mentally ill men, I should say, competing in women's sports with the blessing of the sports authorities. As I've said many times, I don't blame the mentally ill men, the mentally ill boys. They have a mental illness. That's a private problem that they have. The people I blame are the authorities in charge, these sanctioning bodies of track, basketball, volleyball, collegiate sports, boxing even. Really? Boxing? You're going to let a man beat up a girl in a boxing ring? That's already happened. It will happen. And possibly kill her, by the way. Boxing is obviously a very violent sport. And the strength of a man compared to that of a woman is, there's no comparison. And one of the things that goes into boxing is the reach of the boxer, how far the boxer can reach out with their fist. That's carefully documented and well known within the boxing community. These sanctioning bodies, they have these policies that measure the testosterone of the men. They're mentally ill men pretending to be women, as if a lower testosterone somehow obviates the clear advantage that men have over women in any sport, but boxing in particular. My goodness. I recall when I was in junior high school, I was a wrestler. I ran track and I was in gymnastics and wrestling in junior high school. One of my buddies, he was another wrestler. He was also a Golden Gloves boxer. So one day on lunch break, he says, "John, hold your fist 6 inches from my stomach and hit me as hard as you can." I said, "Why would I do it?" He says, "Just do it and I'll do the same to you." We're in the hallway there. And I said, "Okay." So I flexed my muscles and he held his, I hit him first and he flexed his muscles and I hit him as hard as he could. He just stood there and smiled, didn't move him a bit. And my turn, I stood there about halfway in the middle of the hallway. A hallway maybe 12 feet wide or so. And he held his fist 6 inches from my abdomen. He hit me as hard as he could. He knocked me all the way across the hallway, and I hit hard against the opposite wall. That hurt. I was shocked. I was amazed at the strength this young man had. He didn't draw his fist back. He held it only 6 inches from my abdomen when he struck me. And that was a wake-up call for me as to the nature of the training that a boxer goes through, how hard they can hit. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community down near Harrison, Arkansas. A beautiful place. My wife had visited there. Of course, we live in the Ozarks ourselves, and we intend to go back once it warms up a little bit. A fun place, a safe place where you can raise your family, enjoy life, where you can retire, and be in the neighborhood of like-minded conservative Christians. It's a really great place. And I have not one, but two Valentine's Day sales going on right now. The first is the Liberated Rocket Heater, $500 off until midnight the 14th. That's a tremendous savings. It really is. You've been waiting. This is your time to be getting one. We have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The other Valentine's Day sale is on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order. If you use PayPal, you can place your order right there at my website or call my toll-free hour line. My order takers don't have a clue about the sale. Just go ahead and place your order, and I take care of the sale price refund myself. That toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. We have open lines at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. I've been doing private paid consultations since the summer of 1977. And my first consultation, a couple flew their own plane down from Las Vegas. We spent the day together. We had a great time, the three of us. And I still do private consultations. I'm tentatively scheduled to go to the Dominican Republic. The man putting this all together recently had a stroke, and he's probably listening right now. Good morning, John. And once he recovers sufficiently, we'll get back on track with that private consultation in Dominican Republic. I'm looking forward to that. It'll be a lot of fun. And I'd be glad to do a private consultation with you and your family as well, of course. And the details are at thelibertyman.com. My focus in 1977 is not all that much different than now. It was when my daughter was born, my life changed in terms of my thoughts about preparedness and what I would do if there was a crisis and so forth. I was present in the birthing room, the delivery room, when my daughter was born. It was a miracle, quite frankly. And it literally changed my life. And I knew right that moment that I was personally responsible for this precious, innocent, helpless life to be safe. And I started making preparations to make sure that would be the case. It had only been a few years before I'd been with the Special Forces at Fort Bragg, the 6th Special Forces Group in the Intelligence Section. And I helped prepare the classified documents that we sent up to higher headquarters, including the Pentagon. And I was on alert twice to invade the Middle East while I was there. So I had a real up-close and personal observation of the reality of the Middle East. We maintained files on every man that was posed a threat to the United States at that time. Most of them began with the name Mohammed, of course. We had plans to invade the Middle East. We trained to invade the Middle East. We were ready, to the best of our ability, to invade the Middle East if it came down to it. We regard that as probably a one-way trip. There were 600 of us and millions of screaming Arabs to deal with. But that was our job, and we would have done it. If we'd been ordered to go, we would have went. The threat of nuclear war was just as strong then, when I was in the U.S. Army Special Forces, as it is now. It's no secret that if you have all the money in the world, which these oil-producing countries do, that you can buy nuclear weapons on the black market, especially after the alleged collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989, 1990. Of course you could, and of course it happened. I don't doubt that Iran already has nukes. Israel is well known to have nukes. Saudi Arabia, probably, if they can find enough men smart enough to fly their F-15s, which is an issue, a topic for a different day. So that threat is a clear and present danger. Now we have something that can help you here. That's the EMP shield devices. I've got my cars equipped with them, my home, my generator, and you can and you should also, quite frankly. EMP Shield has graciously grandfathered my listeners with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That helps a lot. These things are terribly expensive on one hand, but saving $50 here and $50 there, it adds up to some nice savings. So most people, they start out with getting one for their cars. Most families have two cars. Then they go to get one for their home and maybe one for the grandchild off to college, or child off to college, as the case may be, and one for the generator. Then you're all set. You can move on to other items because that part of your preparedness is taken care of. It's all squared away. And when I go back to my circuit breaker panel and I see that little gray piece of plastic with the LED lamp on it lit up, I know that the EMP shield is installed and it's properly working. It gives me some real satisfaction. Real peace of mind seeing that. Same thing on my generator. that when that LED lamp is lit up, it's all ready to go. Once again, peace of mind, knowing it's all squared away. So you might want to check that out at libertyman.com, the EMP Shield devices. There's a lot of clutter out there in terms of things attempting to take your attention away from what's important. We just went through that yesterday for several hours, the Super Bowl. There's clutter every day of the week. One of the things I noticed, I lived in a city most of my life, and I moved out to the country in the early 2000s, about 20 years ago. And it's been about 22 years ago. I noticed a different pace. I noticed that different priorities among these families out here, you know, what they did with their discretionary time. Most men and women, working age women, men and women, they have their time that they work, and they have their discretionary time. So 40 hours a week typically to work, and the rest of the week they have discretionary time for family events, maybe going to church, whatever it might be. But my personal observation is that people living in the country are not distracted by professional sports nearly to the extent that city people are. Yeah, there's a lot of, plenty of it out here. Plenty of people that are consumed by professional sports. I do see a lot of focus and a lot of participation in high school sports. Now, high school sports largely take the place of professional sports in terms of what people devote their time to. I think that's great for men and women to get together in a gymnasium to watch basketball or to watch football. We do have some football out here, not that much. Baseball, as it may be. Track. Track's not much of a spectator sport. But the citizens get together in their neighborhood to cheer on the young athletes from their hometown and keep track of what's going on with how the different teams are doing. And it's all part of our culture out here. The high school sports have a much larger part of our culture than it does in the metropolitan areas. I think that's a good thing. Hunting and fishing out here, of course, is huge, huge things. It's pretty typical for an 8-year-old boy or girl to harvest their first deer, 8, 9, or 10 years old. That's quite common, not unusual at all. These boys and girls grew up hunting and fishing. It's just part of their life, part of their lifestyle, being trained by their parents and grandparents in those pursuits. We have many deer seasons out here. We have the gun season. We have bow season. We have black powder season. We have a youth season for the youngsters. There may be some others. I don't keep track of it. I haven't hunted for, since I got back from Vietnam, I really haven't hunted. It's lost its appeal for me, quite frankly. I will if I have to. If I'm hungry, I'll go squirrel hunting or hunt coyotes or wild pigs. Of course I will. But for the time being, I'll take a pass on that. Preparedness has been my mantra since 1977, actually before that, helping people get prepared. And it's very gratifying in that pursuit, helping people. What I do with a private consultation is I help people get clarity and get focus and establish priorities. That's typically what I do with a private consultation. Sometimes it's a couple, sometimes it's a man alone, sometimes it's a woman alone. More often than not, it's a couple, though. And frequently, one spouse is not on board with the other spouse in terms of the need to spend family resources on preparedness. That's an issue. Every couple has to overcome it in their own way, and typically they do. Sometimes they don't, but typically they do. Now this has changed. We have very powerful forces at work, and we must always keep in mind that ultimately it's a spiritual war. We talk about the Russians, the Chinese, and this and that, but ultimately it's a spiritual war. Looks like we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
First of all, I just say I watched the Super Bowl. They did play the national anthem after they played America the Beautiful.
Okay. Well, I read it's going to be the black national anthem, so I wasn't going to pay attention. But go ahead.
No, it wasn't. I remember, it was in the back of my mind while I was listening to it, but they played America the Beautiful. I don't know what. But anyway, have you examined Putin's speech?
I watched it in
an interview.
Yeah, I watched the interview, and I can't say I've examined it all that carefully, but I did watch it.
I don't know. He goes a lot on and on about Russian history.
First half hour. It was a two-hour interview, and that was the first half hour, right.
And he goes on about it. What you first have to know about communism, it is a supranational cult, not a country. It seems one of the tactics, psychological tactics, that seem to be used in all this is to confuse what's going on with a national development instead of a supranational development. Is that a reasonable assessment?
I don't think so at all. No, I've never thought that. It's an international conspiracy involving multiple countries and multiple personalities.
I know, but do they use national? They appeal to people, to history, to national history. It seems to bias people's opinion of what's going on, and to distract them away from what the real goal is, or not to question what the real goal is.
I disagree, John. Most people believe communism is dead; it's no longer a threat. That's what most people believe.
That's part of it. That's part of the problem. Most people believe it's dead and no longer a threat. But that's right. What they've been. But that's a trick.
Of course, it's a trick. And I went over that earlier with Golitsyn's book and how he proves that.
I know. So what he's using is portraying the conflict in Ukraine as a development of Russian history and not part of the grand design of a geopolitical supranational cult, which is fundamentally aimed, one of those aims in is to destroy national identity and bring the world under a one world supranational state in which national identities are obliterated.
That's pretty true. What's your point, John?
Well, how do you get people to see that, to take the blinders off people's eyes?
Well, the outreach we have at Republic Broadcasting reaches, less than 1% of the population. And the guys in alternative media, like Mike Adams, and all of us combined, we may reach 3% of the population, and that's very optimistic. Tucker Carlson is not alternative media in the sense that I think of it. And his outreach is massive on one hand, but his message is somewhat diluted, in my opinion.
All right. How does it fit in with if modern communism was devised by a malignant narcissist, and it reflects the mind, the thinking and mindset of a malignant narcissist who manipulates people that way? Does the way he's going about it, or the way he's speaking to people about things, reflect the thinking and the psychology and the interplay of a what is essentially a psychopath with a normal person or a con artist.
I'm not going to try to get into that kind of analysis. I'm simply not going to do that, John. Anything else?
No, that's all. That's just the way that my mind is working about it.
Okay, John, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Great.
Our last break coming up in less than a minute, and the call number is 512-248-8252. At the very top of communism, the men and women who were in control, they could care less about communism. What they could care about is control and power and money, of course. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Fast-changing world we live in, on one hand. On the other, a lot of things haven't changed. The basic needs of you and your family have not, never will change. You're going to need shelter to keep you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, a source of clean pure drinking water, enough food to keep you going, a way to defend yourself from criminals, and Lord knows what else. Those things haven't changed at all, have they? These Christian communities around the country, they're raising children and grandchildren in traditional ways, without the evil taking place in these big cities. Parents and grandparents need to be very cautious and careful to not allow children to the evil that's inherent in broadcast television and the internet. That needs to be monitored very carefully. There's a lot of evil out there. Children that are raised and going to church every week, I think, helps a lot. I really do. It's beginning when they're potty trained and can go to church. That's, I think, very helpful. And this lifestyle that I advocate, the lifestyle of having and being part of a hobby farm, is really one of the best ways that a family can live, can occupy a homestead, growing the fruits and vegetables and meat that they need to consume on the premises. The youngsters grow up with a very strong work ethic. I've got a couple of farm boys working for me now, doing a new roof of my home, which will be done in a couple of days. It's beautiful. And these young men, they grow up with a strong work ethic. They show up at work on time. They work hard. They do excellent work. This new roof is perfection, quite frankly. It really is. And of course, they have a journeyman carpenter giving them guidance at every step of the way. That makes a big difference. But many families are recognizing the true harm that comes with attempting to raise children in an urban, suburban area. That's why they're going to places like the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community. They're going there because they want their children and grandchildren to grow up in a healthy, what we used to call normal environment, which is becoming less normal all the time, isn't it? I do still watch broadcast news from my hometown, St. Louis, which every news broadcast begins, "Who was murdered that day?" And as the old saying goes within the media, if it bleeds, it leads. And it's really terrible to see what's happened to these beautiful cities that used to be beautiful cities that have become what they've become. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews and Farmers Monday. Stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.